Bradford West Gwillimbury and Innisfil residents will be among people across the region indulging in a green pint for a shamrockin good time this St. Patrick's Day. More than 100 people will be kicking it up on the dance floor to the sound of 12:32 on Saturday at the Bradford Legion. While the event is an annual celebration, it's the first being held since the COVID-19 pandemic shuttered in-person festivities. Along with green beer and dancing, dinner will be served with all the fixings, corned beef, brisket and cabbage. "It's always a lot of fun," said Alice Organ, entertainment coordinator for the Bradford Legion. Friday Harbor is also hosting St. Patrick's Day events including ice skating, fire performers, and music on the promenade. Adults can also sample brews in a beer tasting at the Après Skate Lounge. While fun is the name of the game, this celebratory day is one of the biggest drinking occasions of the year. Falling on a Friday may entice more people to take in local parties. South Simcoe police are urging drivers to trade in their keys and make early, alternative arrangements, rather than chancing it behind the wheel. "We're going to be out," said South Simcoe Police Sergeant Jessica Irwin. "Drivers can expect to see officers and we will be conducting ride checks. Addressing impaired driving is one of our major priorities and tomorrow is no exception." MAD Canada, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, is also asking St. Patrick's Day revelers to rely on responsible planning to get home safely. "When you're out celebrating St. Patrick's Day tomorrow or throughout the weekend, please don't rely on luck to get home safely," said MAD Canada National President Jamie Lyne Hancock, in a news release. "Take a few minutes ahead of time to plan your sober transportation. It can prevent a tragedy and a lifetime of grief and heartache for you and those on the road around you." Impaired driving continues to be a deadly problem on Canadian roads, in spite of laws, police efforts and awareness initiatives. Every year, hundreds of Canadians are killed and thousands are injured in crashes involving alcohol, cannabis or other drugs. This St. Patrick's Day, MAD Canada is urging Canadians to never drive impaired. Call an Uber or a cab, take public transit, arrange a designated driver or call a sober friend or family member. Never ride with a driver who is impaired. Call 911 to report suspected impaired drivers. Those looking for a safe, sober and reliable ride home at the push of a button can check out Uber, the official designated ride of MAD Canada.